Tonight, I'm joined with Aaron Buckmaster of the Knox County Humane Society, and we're talking about the Doggy Jog coming up, the 25th annual Doggy Jog. Now, Aaron, this is, you said you've been doing this since
the beginning? For 25 years.
For 25 years.
So I started out, you know, we went to a few events, my husband and I, to see how they worked. And at first it started out as a race event, and then it turned out that everybody would rather walk than run. And the dogs got too tired running around the Hawthorne Center. So we ended up it being, you can run if you want, you can walk if you want. Or you can just bring out a chair and watch all the festivities that are going on with all those crazy people and all their pets.
Yeah, that was going to be my first question. I have a dog, but I don't run.
Well, you don't have to run. But anyway, we always tell people, bring a lawn chair. Come out and watch. You know, there's so many different breeds of dogs that come out. There's big and small. There's mutts. There's pedigrees. And it's just a fun event, and in the process of not only having a good time, you're raising money for the homeless pets in Knox County. And we have so many of them, it's really a sad situation. And we are the only licensed facility, dog shelter and cat shelter in Knox County. So we get just a variety of everything that comes in our shelter, including a potbelly pig. People don't realize all the chickens, ducks. We get a lot of different animals, but we mostly deal with cats and dogs. So, and I would just like to encourage anyone that wants to come to our event, please come out and look at our animals and hopefully adopt one.
Yeah,
you'll fall in love.
Well, for the Doggy Jog itself, about how many folks do you typically show up for it?
Usually we have about 100 dogs and a lot of people. And it's a walk around the Hawthorne Center. It usually takes, you know, it's a one-mile walk. Like I said, you can run, walk, bring a chair, watch the festivities. We have contests. There's talent contests, smallest, biggest dog, ugliest dog, owner look-alike dog. And we're going to have a few items, too, that'll be there for silent auction. So come out. We got some really nice items for that. Also, if you want to raise money for the shelter, too, you can come out and get a pledge sheet. And if you raise the most money, you can get a big prize for that also.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, we were joking before you came on, you know, I'm going to have you on more often because you brought us some cookies and some T-shirts and stuff. So you can sign up to get a T-shirt.
Yes, a
and
T-shirt.
It's $15 to
register to right now. Now, the day of the event, you can come out and register at 9 o'clock, which is Saturday, September the 16th. But you get a T-shirt, and Rick Cross, who's a wonderful photographer, is going to be there, and he's going to take a photo of you and your pet. So all that's included. So you get a nice T-shirt, and lots of refreshments are going to be there that day. But the best thing of all, you're helping all those shelter pets. And we've got lots of great sponsors this year that have come forward to help us. And we just appreciate the help we get from the community. And this is one of our biggest fundraisers of the year.
Mm-hmm. Now, how are you set on volunteers? It seems to be an ongoing process of getting people to come out and walk
have
dogs.
Absolutely. You know, if you want to come out too and be a volunteer that day, one thing that we need is people to hold dogs, is people register. And this event's going to be held rain or shine. We did have a building that's put up at the back of our facility, and it's a real nice facility out there. We put enclosed part of it, so rain or shine, we will be there. You can also park in Bridgeway parking lot. They allowed us to park back there last year. So, and we're going to have refreshments for everyone, including the dogs and the people.
Okay. And again, the event is Saturday, September 16th. It starts at 10 a.m. Registration is at 9 a.m. You know, it's funny, some of the contests you have, the dog look-alike stuff, and do you have anything for dog tricks, people that...
Yes, we have the talent contest. So usually that's the biggest event of the, you know, everybody thinks their dog's really talented, and believe me, they really are. But, you know, the most fun is the owner look-alike. It's amazing how many people look like their dogs or the dogs look like the people. So anyway, it's just fun, and the people love it. The dogs love it. And like I said, it's rain or shine. We do have a really nice facility so people can get out of the weather. But hopefully we're going to hope for a really nice sunny day that day. And if you come in now, we have our entry forms at the shelter, and it's $15 to enter now. On the day of the event, it is $20. So, and you can register that day at 9 o'clock in the morning and get your photo taken while you're waiting.
Yeah. Well, and as a reminder, the Knox County Humane Society is – is out at 1855 Windisch Drive in Galesburg, the Hawthorne Center Circle type neighborhood. And just as a reminder, talk a little bit about the process of adopting a dog or cat that you have out there.
Well, we always encourage that. We hope that when you come out, if you have another pet, a dog that you want to see, if it would be we would like you to do a meet and greet with your dog to make sure that it'll get along with your pet. Also, you have to come out and fill out an application. We do have reduced fees on most of our pets at the shelter right now. We are so overloaded with cats right now that if you came out and picked out a cat that had been there a long time or the ones that have been there the longest, they're almost free to get home, and they're all fixed, microchipped, and current on shots. Many of our dogs that we have right now, in order to get the ones that have been there the longest, we reduce the fees way down on those too. But it has to be one that's been there the longest, because it's not really fair to them to adopt out the one that just comes in the program at reduced fees. So we're trying to get all of those pets out of the shelter and into good homes. So come out and fill out an application. We'll talk to you. We'll try to find the best pet for you and the best fit for your family.
Yeah, I know, you know, everybody wants a puppy, but, you know, really, I mean, all the every dog that I've ever had, I don't have a dog currently. My girlfriend has a rescue dog, but, you know, I appreciate the adopted dog, the shelter dog that you rescued. You know, they're a little bit more distinguished. You know, they might be a little bit more set in their ways, but that's every dog is like that. And I think that's what's interesting about it to me.
Absolutely, and you're saving a life. You know, you could go and spend a lot of money on a dog. I don't know. Like I said, our dogs are all fixed, microchipped, and current on shots, and also the cats. We spend a lot of our money on vet bills, and everybody thinks that it's free, and it's not. We have to pay all of those expenses.
Right. Well, and if you had a puppy and you wanted to get it microchipped, do you have an idea what that would cost?
Probably, I think, around $20. We do microchipping at the shelter. I think that's a very important thing to have done for your pet, just so nobody can get your pet away from you, because it is microchipped and it's in your name, and it's a very very good, useful tool. If your dog gets lost and ends up at a shelter somewhere, they will contact, if it was adopted from us, they will call and check to see if we have it on file, and then we can get it back to you. So it's very important, I think, a really good thing to have. Of course, it has to go to a shelter or vet's office so they can scan it to check for that microchip. So it's just really important to make sure your dog is safe, or your cat. And that's a safe way to take care of it and make sure that you will get it back.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And I can't count how many times, you know, I think my older sister adopted a dog. They were down in Georgia visiting family, and they found this stray dog. Well, apparently it's a very, very big problem in Georgia, specifically, that they're stray dogs. But however, this dog was microchipped. I don't know how he got away from a shelter, but he was roaming the streets. They found him, and they took him into a shelter, and it was basically a puppy. And they said, you know, we'd actually like to take this dog home. He's really cute, you know, very playful, very friendly, had worms, but he was microchipped. And I just thought it was interesting how there was so many stray dogs. And so firsthand, I got to see how important it was to rescue a dog, take in a dog, because really, if they hadn't have found him, you know, he
absolutely
could have been a goner.
Yes, and a lot of them, you know, a lot of breeders will microchip the dogs, but became a state law that all the animals in any of the shelters have to be microchipped so we can track them and find out where they go. Or if they're lost, then we'll have another shelter call us and say, we have your dog here. Could you locate the owner for us? And if they don't want the dog, if we always take the dogs back to our shelter if it came from our shelter, hopefully. So Hopefully they all get in good homes. But a lot of times people, even though they're not supposed to, if a dog is adopted from the shelter, they're supposed to bring it back to our shelter instead of passing on to another person. So if something happens where that dog is lost, or something happens where it has to check on its shots, we would have all those records. We could get them to the next owner. Yeah, so we want to make sure it's done right so we can always contact the correct person.
Okay, yeah. And so just again, the Knox County Humane Society's 25th Silver Doggy Jog, the Silver Doggy Jog. So I don't know if any dogs are going to be receiving gifts of silver, but
I know that's kind of expensive. Hopefully the shelter will. But anyway, I wanted to mention one thing we have. We had somebody donate a Raleigh Tripper bike, and I guess its value is like $450.
Oh, wow.
And he only rode it once. He didn't like it. We're going to have that as a raffle ticket. It's going to be, and this, you can come in and buy a raffle ticket right now. You don't have to be present to get it. It's a dollar a ticket, or $5 for an arm length, or for $10 for two arm lengths. So,
okay,
nice. If you want to get in on that, that's we'll get you a raffle ticket, and that's really a nice bike.
Yeah,
really.
Well, you got a picture of it there.
I do,
it is a nice, brand new bike. I mean,
and the man really wanted to give something nice to the shelter, and he said, "Have this as one of your events." Well, this is a great thing to have, and everybody will have a chance to get it.
Right,
I know the employees at the shelter want it, and I say, "No, it's for a raffle."
Well, again, the 25th annual Silver Doggy Jog is coming up next Saturday, so a week from this Saturday on September 16th. It starts at 10 a.m. Registration is at 9 a.m. You can come get signed up now. There's silent auction, prizes to be had.
Absolutely.
Get a picture with your dog. $15 is the entry fee. Of course, T-shirts available. Erin, anything else you want to add?
Yes, Tom Meredith's going to be there that morning.
Oh, that's right.
Told
me that
right.
On the phone.
He did it last year. He's going to do it again, and he was wonderful. So, but the star of the show is going to be all those dogs. I tell you, people love to prance around and show their pets off. So, and we love it when they come.
Yeah, we're all we've all kind of shifted seats today. Usually the 5 p.m. host, Will Stevenson, filled in for Tom this morning, and so I'm filling in for Will. And so, I'm sure Tom is really going to enjoy it. But the 25th Silver Doggy Jog, Knox County Humane Society, next Saturday, September 16th at 10 a.m., registration at 9 a.m. So stop out at the Knox County Humane Society. Not only see all the pets, but get signed up and bring your doggy out.
Absolutely. 1855 Windage Drive.
Very good. Well, thank you very much, Erin, for coming
on. Thank you.